Texans training camp today is now. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer on Saturday at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. What an afternoon. It was chilly this morning, and the Texans got in some great work, and we've got a great show.
Yeah, situational work today for the Texans. John Harris's observations. Brian Cushing, you'll see him. And Jonathan Joseph. Drew goes one-on-one with J.J.
It all gets going now.
There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We gotta keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
We begin the show with some quick hits, and Mark, it was situational football day, but really you could say that about every Houston Texans practice as they get ready for the Carolina Panthers next Wednesday.
It's really enjoyable to watch Bill O'Brien out here calling out the different situations that could possibly occur in a football game, and oh yeah, a football game is coming up for your Texans.
It's preseason number one, but it's our first chance at competition against a different team, and so it's a big test against a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago with a great head coach in Ron Rivera, so great quarterback, Cam. So, you know, we need to show up ready to play on Wednesday night.
Can't wait for that one on ABC 13, Houston, Wednesday night in Charlotte. You know what
and
else?
On Sports Radio 610 in Houston and the entire Texans radio network.
Sorry about that. I should always remember the radio folks as well. You know who we can't forget? The heart, the soul, and sometimes the mouth of the Houston Texans defense, Brian Cushing. He met with the media today, and he talked a little bit about leadership, which is important.
Well, it's year 9 for Cushing. How about that? So he's a salty veteran on this football team. He speaks, people listen. So should you.
It means a lot. You know, I've been here for a while, and I go out there every single play, and I call the plays, and I get the guys lined up and try to make as many checks as I possibly can to get us in the best situation possible. With a ton of help from the coaches that, you know, obviously prepare me all week long to be in the right situations, do the right things, and you know, it's a collective effort, you know, but at the same time it's something that I take very seriously, I love hearing that. You know, something that it's earned over many years, and you know, something that I really wake up every single day and enjoy hearing that and take full responsibility of.
Brian Cushing, if you missed last week's Mic'd Up, it's on HoustonTexans.com. Check it out.
You know what else you don't want to miss? John Harris's observations. And Mark, he had on a bucket hat and sunglasses. So I think it's John Harris. It sounds like John Harris, but he might be some other guy that's undercover.
All right, thanks, boys. It is time for observations on a Saturday before the team gets a day off. Let's start with quarterback production. Man, really good on Saturday. Sure, the guys were in shorts and t-shirts, but you talk about throwing the ball around the yard. Brandon Weeden, Tom Savage, Sean Watson, man, they led drives up and down the field for touchdowns. Excellent job. Now, a couple of those guys threw the ball to number 82, Wendell Williams. A lot of people have asked about Wendell. How's he been doing in camp? Now that Will Fuller is hurt for a few weeks and they're going to miss him, what about Wendell? Well, Wendell had a really good day, stepped in, stepped up a couple of times with a couple of touchdowns on drives, especially from Deshaun Watson. Wendell Williams with a really solid day. But Saturday was all about situations. Yes, situations. You name it, Coach O'Brien did it. First and 10, second and 9, late in the game, late in the half, early in the first quarter. They were doing everything. They kicked a lot of field goals at the end of practice, a lot of different situations they worked on today. This is the time to get it done right now in training camp. So those are your observations, but if you want more, I got more. HoustonTexans.com. That's where you want to go to catch all my observations. And tomorrow I'll be a day off, so you won't have them then, but we'll have plenty for you the next week at HoustonTexans.com. Thanks for watching, everybody. Let me throw it back to my guys, Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper, maybe.
Perhaps. Okay. Either way, cute little bucket hat there. You know who doesn't wear cute little bucket hats? Jonathan Joseph. He just locks down opposing receivers. He's been a transformative force on this defense since he joined the team in 2011, Mark.
Well, he's kind of a coach on the field as well. So many players look up to Jonathan Joseph, his wisdom and his playmaking ability, and you caught up with him.
Cornerback Jonathan Joseph, all right, how's camp going for you after 1 week?
It's going great, you know. Came here, I think we got adjusted to training camp, you know, obviously being in a different place. Weather's been nice. I think guys came out to practice. We're competing really hard, pushing one another to get better. So I think so far it's a great experience.
Has practice gone at a quicker tempo maybe than it has in years past?
Absolutely. I think that's probably been a point of emphasis, both sides, you know, those guys kind of getting up on the ball quick, defense, us being able to get up on the ball quick and diagnose our assignments and play, you know, fast and being able to just communicate and get things going. So I think both sides been kind of going at one another in that situation. I think it's been a great experience for us as a defense.
After a weekend, what do you think of the secondary? How are things looking?
I think we're still heading there. Everybody's pulling together in the same direction. We're obviously not where we want to be at, but I think this is the time of the year to where you can work all the kinks out and get everything kind of tuned up for when the regular season does start. So I think right now everyone's out here just trying to grind and take it day by day and just trying to get better.
How beneficial is it for you, for Kevin Johnson, for Kareem Jackson, to go against guys like DeAndre Hopkins, but also guys behind him too? It seems like there's a lot of talent, young talent at that position.
Yeah, it's, obviously you got a top 10 receiver in the league in DeAndre Hopkins. It's going to challenge you each and every time you go up against a guy like that. He's took tremendous strides each and every year. He's gotten better and better. And I think the young guys are progressing along well also. So I think just the different type of skill sets that we have at a receiver position gives us a different challenge in every part of practice, whether it's the red zone, 7-on-7, you know, underneath, quick intermediate routes. So they have guys that can do a lot of everything, actually, so it pushes us.
Before camp started, you and I talked at an event, and you said at this point in your career, the most you gain – camp by camp is knowledge. What are some things you've learned about yourself that you might not have known before this camp?
That is ways in your game that you'd always get better on. From this technique thing, you can always learn from younger guys. You can always do a little more in the training room and the weight room. And I think this year it's kind of been the weight room and the training room experience for me, just being able to go in there and do a little more things weight-wise to kind of get my body ready for a long season and prepare myself.
I like it, Jonathan. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of camp.
Thank you.
Always cool talking to number 24, looking for a big season from Jonathan Joseph. Well, that's going to do it for this show today, Mark, and we've got some fun stuff to leave you with.
Well, I'm the voice of the Texans. You're the voice of Texans Foursquare, which is sweeping the nation right now, and that's how we'll say goodbye.
Welcome one, welcome all to highlights from Saturday's Texans Camp Foursquare, courtesy of the Foursquare Network. And pick things up, J.J. Watt serving to Hatley, over to Ankou, back to Hatley, and Watt handles it. There's Watkins. Watt. Oh, that could have been danger had it gone a little bit higher, if you know what I mean. A little bit later, JJ saw a sign in the crowd that said, "Hey, I've traveled all the way from Delaware to play Foursquare," and the youngster wasted no time, eliminated Christian Covington with the spike. But Covington, Watt, happy with what they saw, had to give the young guy a hand. And check out this sequence here. Mike Vrabel, they're diving, showing the champion's pedigree. He leads, and he leads by example. So if you're going to ask your troops to do the dirty work, you got to do it as well. A little later, though, Vrabel spiking it over. And look at this, a dive by Watkins, and Vrabel eliminates Watt. And what a play there. The placement, just gorgeous, like a dove's teardrop. How about the younger Vrabel? He says to Friday's champ, "Get out of here." It was an omen for something that would happen later. And look at this, all the diving. We talked about Vrabel earlier. He was eliminated there. Here's Watt on the catty corner. And, oh, some finesse by DJ Reader. That was a harbinger of things to come. How about the younger Vrabel with an atomic spike? Friday's champ is Saturday's slaughter. Sit down, Matthew Godin. And Watt said he wanted to make his presence felt. And he did there. The spike on Vrabel opens things up for DJ Reader. And the horn would blow. DJ Reader is your king. So does that make J.J. Watt a king maker? I think you could say so. Jubilation from Watt, from Reader. And Reader holding his arms up, showing off his socks that he's turned into wristbands, said he wanted to thank the sponsors there. And we thank you for watching. This has been highlights from Saturday's Foursquare.